Washington Governor Jay Inslee is making another push for lawmakers to close tax exemptions to fund education. The Democrat made his pitch Tuesday, but there's no indication the mostly Republican majority in the Washington Senate can be persuaded. Olympia correspondent Austin Jenkins reports.
Inslee first proposed closing several tax exemptions last March. His goal then was to raise about $1 billion for schools. In the end, the legislature eliminated one exemption for local telephone service. Now Inslee is dusting off his old list.
Under my plan, we would close 7 current tax breaks, which will generate more than $200 million per year in new funding.
They include eliminating the sales tax exemption for shoppers from Oregon and other no-sales tax states. Inslee would also repeal the sales tax exemption for bottled water. Republican Andy Hill chairs the Senate Budget Committee. He says tax breaks are hard to close, especially in a 60-day election year session.
It has to be done very carefully, very thoughtfully, and that's something that's very hard to do in a short session.
The Washington Supreme Court has imposed an April 30th deadline for the legislature and the governor to come up with a plan to fully fund public schools by 2018. I'm Austin Jenkins in Olympia.